goodness, very loud. The boys making noise, who come on after me, great guys. They're running a little late. I might stay and DJ a little longer. You know, it's Friday. I don't have anything else better to do. I was planning on just going back and going back to sleep, if we're being honest. So, I don't know, maybe we'll have time for a couple more tunes. I hope they were doing something fun last night. I know there was some shows going on. Maybe they were there. Who knows? But I hope it was a good time. We still got a little Martin Courtney going on in the background here. I saw him last year on Valentine's Day, actually. He played a cute little show. I think it was Brighton Music Hall, maybe? Maybe. That was really fun. He is a very dorky guy, but a cool dude. I chatted with him afterwards, and we just reminisced about how we're from New Jersey and how poor New Jersey gets such a bad rap. It really does. There's nice parts of New Jersey, I promise. There's also not nice parts of New Jersey, but, you know, all of New Jersey shouldn't be judged by the not nice parts. That's your takeaway from today. Anyways, I don't really have much more to say right now. Maybe I'll think of something. Maybe not. Who knows? Well, in the meantime, just enjoy Martin.
Cause today found my friends are in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, cause so are you. Book on me is Sunday morning. It's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared. Light my candles in our days, cause I found God.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
No. just like a snake in the grass. One of these days you're gonna break your glass. Don't bring me down.
Tuned into WMFO in Medford. That's 91.5 FM. We are the boys.
I don't think my mic's working.
Your mic's not working?
No.
Then switch mics.
No, turn my mic on.
It's on.
Okay.
All right. We're off to a rough start today, but that's okay. We're feeling pretty good. Sorry, we're running a little late. Started off with some Asha Bolsler. I can't pronounce the name, but it's a really wonderful artist. Which one do you want to use, Jordan?
Well, mic four is mic three.
That you just said two microphones.
Well, I have both.
Okay.
Just kind of one.
You're on three.
Cool.
Yeah. Looks like mic four is down then. But once again, yeah, you're tuned into Boys
Making
Noise on WMFO in Medford. We've got plenty of good music coming your way. Have a little bit of a late start and an early leave, so it should be an interesting show. Are you going to stick around
just
though?
Just a quick one. Yeah, I'll probably stick around until 12.
Right on.
So, keep tuned in. Don't turn that dial.
Yeah, big shout out to Emma, the show before us, holding
yes.
it down, leaving us a beautiful note. Yeah.
Yeah, she plays great music on that show.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should, every Friday, tune in at 10 and then stay tuned in till 12. Actually, just keep listening all day.
Yeah. Quit your day job. Listen to the radio.
Cool, quit it. Who needs work?
Yeah. Jordan, do we have a good weekend coming up?
Heck yeah, we do.
We've got a good weekend coming up.
That's right.
All right, we'll keep things moving with some music. We got a game coming up for you later. You're going to learn some things about Jordan's life.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
The mystery will be revealed.
And hey, everyone, be yourself. Jeez. We've got Teebs. This is a Verbena Tea with Rebecca Roth off of Collections 1. Teebs is amazing. Good visual artist, I think, out of LA, and musical artist. Does some really cool producing. He's a lot of like interesting textures and stuff.
I can feel it.
Yeah. Before that, what did we hear, Jordan?
Before that, you heard Cheetah Lust by Great Grandpa, followed by Green Couch by Blowout.
Yeah. So now we're going to jump into a little bit of a game. It's a new one. Jordan, you want to just get us rolling? We're going to learn.
Yeah, we're going to do a variation on Two Truths and a Lie. So I think I'm going to do the truths, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say three things. Two of them are truths, one of them is a lie. And then we're going to give you all some time to think about it, and then we're going to come back, and I'll announce which one was true, which one was a lie.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hop on in.
Okay. All right. One. So, as a kid, I had pet peacocks. And one spring, all of the babies were tragically eaten by a fox. Two. In seventh grade, I had this science teacher named Mr. Wilson, and he brought his dog into class, and his dog could use the toilet like a human, like sit on top of it, on the toilet seat. Three. When I was a kid, I was a busboy at my dad's restaurant, and I spilled snails all over this lady's dress.
Like escargot?
Escargot.
Snails. All right, so just to summarize, you got spilling snails on someone's dress.
Dog that can poop like a human.
Poops like a person.
Peacock babies eaten by fox.
All right, this is Jordan. So just think about Jordan.
This is me. This is my life.
Yeah, we'll come back to y'all with the answers. This is Boys.
Making.
Nice. On WMFO in Medford, that's 91.5 FM.
That's Gorilla Toss with the song Cookie. They're playing this weekend, I'm pretty sure. And before that, you heard Sonic Youth with Malibu Gas Station off of The Eternal.
Great, great choices, Isaac.
Dang.
So now's the time we're going to reveal the truth and the two lies. No, the two truths and the lie.
Yeah.
So, Isaac, what do you think was the lie?
No, I know.
I mean, okay, he does know. All right. So, I'll start off by saying which ones are true. So, the peacock one, it was true.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Can you summarize them again for people so that they can learn about you?
Yeah. So, when I was a kid, we had pet peacocks, and one of the hens gave, like, her eggs hatched, and there was tons of babies. And then, like, 2 days later, we just found a pile of feathers, and they were eaten by foxes.
Mm. Should we turn down Gorilla Toss? They're going in right now.
They are.
Yeah, we can come back to that. Great band, but they definitely have a lot going on, a lot of good energy. Sorry, go ahead. Keep talking about those peacocks and whatnot.
Yeah, that's it. So, second truth. I did spill escargot on a lady at my dad's restaurant. I felt really bad, but I was also only like 12, so she was really nice about it. Mm. I could play it off like, oh, I'm just a kid.
Did you do the thing where you were moving and then you stopped too fast and the food kept going?
Yeah. It wasn't like the entire plate of escargots, but it was like two snails. Mm. Just plop. Right in the lap.
Really?
Butter and everything. Garlic butter and everything. So that means that the lie was that I did not have a middle school science teacher whose dog could poop like a human. Yeah. So now you know a lot about me.
Raise your hand if you're a listener and you were like, wow, that's crazy. I didn't expect that. This is a wild turn of events. Jordan's life is very interesting and crazy.
I'm looking out the window. I just saw like 12 people raise their hand.
There's so many people.
Whoa.
Wow.
So yeah, maybe next week we'll hear about Isaac's life. So tune back in for that.
Those two truths and a lie.
And a big fat lie.
So all right, Jordan's going to finish up the show. It's been a pleasure, as always. I got to head out, got to go to work. Once again, I'm sorry for our lateness, but...
we're just kids.
What's that one Kanye lyric? There's something about greatness and lateness. You should be honored by my lateness. Never mind. Yeah.
Don't say the next line, but...
All right.
Stronger.
Take care of yourselves. Jordan's going to take good care of you. So, yeah. Thanks.
Heck yeah, I am. All right. Bye, Isaac.
Bye, Jordan.
Thanks so much about Jay-Z.
So you heard Garden Song by Funeral Advantage, followed by Sometime by Dive, and then that last song was I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore by Lucy Dacus. So I'm going to squeeze in a PSA before I go. This one is about... you'll see. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So with that, I'll leave y'all to think about that. This is the end of Boys Making Noise. Thank y'all for tuning in. Join us next week. So I'm gonna take us out with a song by the Growlers called I'll Be Around.